to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Here we go with a Friday morning. And as you start this day, it's so important to reset your compass as you start this day. That's exactly what taking time with God in the Bible does for you. It gets you focused on the right things. It helps you see life from God's perspective. And that's just what we want to do now. We're reading in the book of Hebrews, and I want to read from Hebrews chapter 9, starting in verse 23. The writer of Hebrews is talking about the Old Testament way of doing things when God was dealing just with the nation of Israel in a very special way, and talking about the fact that when he set in place that sacrificial system for the nation of Israel, where they would offer sacrifices and come to God and ask for forgiveness, and they would come into the temple that was built, and there was an inner holy place there in the temple, and then there was a place that was walled off from everyone except the high priest, and that was called the Most Holy Place, and the high priest could only go in there one time each year and offer a special sacrifice for the forgiveness of the people. The writer of Hebrews tells us that that whole system was just symbolic. It was just a copy of the way things really happen in heaven, and Jesus is the sacrifice that really removes our sins. Listen to what he says, starting in verse 23 of chapter 9. Thus it was necessary for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these rites, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has entered not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters the holy places every year with blood not his own, for then he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for a man once to die, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, that's us, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. Well, it's a beautiful picture, isn't it? All those things from the Old Testament were just symbolic to point forward to Jesus and his sacrifice of himself at the cross for us. And it sometimes can seem too simplistic or too easy to think of this, that all of the things that we feel guilty about could have been taken away in one fell swoop by Jesus at the cross. But that's just what this passage says. That's how God deals with us. Jesus has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time. Well, this is the beautiful truth that we call the gospel in Christianity. Jesus died for us. He died in our place to bear the sins of many. Sometimes you might think, I'm not so bad. It doesn't matter whether you're so bad or not so bad. All of us have some bad in us, don't we? All of us have broken God's rules and offended him, and we need the forgiveness that only Jesus can bring. Here's the good news, though. No matter how bad you are, no matter how guilty you feel, no matter how unworthy for God to love you, he does love you, and Jesus died in your place. And yes, it's unbelievable, but it's true. you can be completely clean before God, forgiven, all your sins washed away. You don't have to earn that. You have to trust in what Jesus earned for you when he died at the cross. Can you turn to God right now and say, thank you for your forgiveness. I want to live my life with you at the center. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.